You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California has a new volunteer program for college students called College Corps, and in its first year has mobilized a workforce of over 3,000 students. The program aims to create a debt-free pathway for students across dozens of universities and colleges while devoting hundreds of hours of service work to solve problems in their communities. I spoke with Josh Friday, California's chief service officer with the Office of Governor Gavin Newsom, and locally Lynn Fowler, the consortium director of Sacramento Valley College Corps, and collaborates with other community colleges and universities to make this inaugural undertaking a reality. Okay, well, thank you both for joining us.
Exciting to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, Josh, I want to start with you. Walk us through what College Corps is, how the idea developed and now became a reality.
College Corps is this exciting new program that Governor Newsom and the state of California recently launched, really to provide debt-free pathways for students who serve in their community. And California is saying to a new generation of Californians, if you're willing to serve your community, if you're willing to make a difference and have a positive impact, then we're going to help you pay for school. So we launched this program with 46 campuses across the state of California, and that's UCs, CSUs, community colleges, and some private schools. And we're helping over 3,200 students pay for schools why they help the community. So it's an exciting win-win for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you just mentioned you're starting off with more than 3,000 fellows. What I thought was interesting was that there are three focus areas. About half of them are going to be focused on K through 12 tutoring and mentoring, about 28% on food insecurity, 20% on climate action. Starting with the first part, K through 12 tutoring and mentoring, how will this take shape?
Well, these young people are going to be doing work in the community that's needed. We're sending a message that we actually need these students to step up, and we're creating the opportunity for them to serve, and they're going to be doing incredibly meaningful work. So as you mentioned, about half the students are going to be working as tutors and mentors, working with 33 school districts across the state of California, helping our low-income students really overcome the learning loss that we're seeing coming out of COVID, and also making sure that they're getting all the resources and the attention that they need. So we see that these students are providing a real value for our communities while at the same time we're helping them pay for school.
How were campuses selected, the K-12 campuses?
The K-12 campuses were selected because they had a partnership with the university. So we really designed this program to make sure that the students were helping communities meet their needs. And so each of the campuses worked with their relationships at the local level to work with schools where they knew there was a need, they knew that students needed extra help, and they knew that the college students participating in this program could make a difference.
On the second arm, how will fellows tackle food insecurity?
Our fellows are going to be working at food banks across the state of California that we know have seen a drastic increase in food insecurity since the beginning of COVID. We also have fellows that are going to be working on programs like CalFresh Outreach and at distribution sites to make sure that people know about the resources that's available to them. So across the board, we see our fellows really diving in meaningful ways to make a difference.
Finally, what does taking climate action actually look like in action for these fellows?
Taking climate action, there's a variety of ways people are going to be doing it. It's everything from urban greening, building community gardens, helping deal with some of the desert or heat islands that we see, especially in our low-income areas across the state. It also means making sure that we're ensuring that food doesn't end up in landfills and continue to contribute to greenhouse gas emissions, that it actually gets diverted and gets to the people who need it most. And then, of course, we're in California, so everyone knows that we have to make sure that we're addressing fire mitigation, fire prevention, and our fellows are going to be taking really meaningful actions along those lines.
You mentioned this at the beginning, that the goal is really to create debt-free pathways to college, and the demographics of fellows are overwhelmingly Pell Grant recipients, first-generation college students, students of color, I believe over 500 are DACA students as well. How does this work? How does this help alleviate the cost of college for them?
Yeah, Governor Newsom knows that we're really facing a dual crisis. We're facing a crisis of student debt, where our young people are being saddled with student debt as they graduate. And we're also facing a crisis of our democracy, where people feel disconnected and divided and polarized. So this program, by providing up to $10,000 for those who participate and by giving a year of service in their community, helps them graduate and get on the path to graduating debt-free. So for a Pell Grant recipient, for instance, at a UC, they have to come up with $10,000 every year on top of their student loans and financial aid. They have to come up with $10,000 by either going into debt and taking out loans, or by working. I worked by cleaning golf carts when I was in school, and I was a Pell Grant recipient. Others are working at coffee shops. And what we want to say to these young people is you can follow your passion. You can follow the things and do the things that you want to do to make a difference in your community while also helping get paid for school. So it's a win-win for them.
Was this modeled after another program across the country?
Not across the country. We did a pilot program 2 years ago called Civic Action Fellows with 8 universities here in California. And it was such a success. We saw the excitement from students who got to serve. We saw how this was helping them pay for school. And so we modeled it off of that program to scale it to where it is today. But this is a very unique program for the state of California. And it's something that we're very proud of. And it's something that we hope spreads across the country. And really, every state should have a college corps.
Well, what were those challenges logistically, scaling up and mobilizing something that hasn't been done before?
Well, there's always challenges with a new program of introducing it to people. We had to do a lot of recruitment to make sure that students knew this program existed. And we were very active on that, working with ethnic media outlets and doing a lot of earned media and also marketing to students. We also needed to make sure that the community hosts that are actually working with the students were able to supervise them, were able to accept the students and put them into action in a meaningful way to make sure that they were doing things that mattered. And so that took a lot of partnership development and a lot of really introducing the idea to people out of the gate.
And the demand was high. I mean, the website says there were 3 submissions for every spot that was available. So there's certainly a desire to be part of it.
We had nearly 10,000 applications for the 3,200 slots we have. And what that shows us is that young people want to be part of the difference. Young people want to have an impact. They want to create change. They just need to be given the opportunity to do that. And College Corps gives them the opportunity to not have to choose between a paycheck or their passion, between their career or helping the community. It allows them to do both. And we see young people knocking on our door and down our door to make a difference. And the success of the program demonstrates that.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're learning more about the inaugural class of California's College Corps. Okay, Lynn, where does Sacramento Valley College Corps fit into all of this?
Absolutely. So we're one of the biggest consortiums in the program, and we include Sacramento City College, Woodland Community College, Sac State, and UC Davis. And a lot of the vision was to create greater connection across the region, pathways from community colleges to universities, and also collaboration across the key focus areas we just talked about. For example, at our UC Davis campus, we have an Aggie Compass program, which, as Josh was just talking about, the demands are higher and higher on those basic needs centers. And the vision is for all of the basic needs centers across the region to work together to be more efficient, more effective with students, for example.
What was the response like for your consortium?
We had over 1,000 applications for about 330 spots. So very similar to the state in our Sacramento Valley region. Yay, Sacramento Valley region. Students were just really thrilled. We, in our application process, they talked exactly about the things Josh was just highlighting. They said things like, I'm extremely low income and understand what it's like worrying about things like food insecurity and want to help. So they came with the desire for service first and applied for this program. And we really saw that. The stipend helps, but the initiative was the ability to serve community and connect. And we selected students based on that. They might not have had experience. We were looking for the lowest barriers for students, even students that said, I haven't had an opportunity before. And, this is the opportunity.
What services will they provide across our area? We unpack the 3 focus areas, but how will this actually look like across our area?
Sure. So students are mainly, the half of them are in either school districts or tutoring centers, like Step Up Tutoring, and they're doing either one-on-one or small group tutoring. They're also helping across schools. You know, schools are in dire need of help and support right now. Some of our students are getting a little piece of PE and library and a little bit of nursing along with their tutoring, because all of these are needs in our region. And we know that all of these areas are opportunities for socio-emotional growth, right? And so our students are in all of those types of places, whether it be Woodland Joint Unified, Davis Joint Unified, Robla, on and on in our region. I think, I'm trying to think, maybe there's six or so school districts involved right now. We do plan on doubling in year two, in cohort two. So if there's folks out there that are interested, the applications will be open starting in December, and we have workshops to help additional school districts that might be interested or tutoring organizations apply for cohort two.
Yeah, what I'm hearing from you when you shared some of those anecdotes was that their lived experience is led them to want to commit to volunteering, becoming a fellow, being a person of service with the College Corps. You know, when it comes to Sacramento, we have an incredibly diverse population. It seems like the student backgrounds, the college and university student backgrounds, are reflective of that diversity.
That's absolutely true. And we see that having a huge impact in the community, that students are able to serve folks like themselves. And that really hasn't been the case in the past. I would have been one of those students that I wanted to go into education and I couldn't because they were all, you had to do those internships for free. So I worked at Claire's Boutique piercing ears, which was fine. But it didn't lead me to a career in education and develop those skills. So it took me a while to get into education. In this case, we see a lot of students who are also trying out education. We hope folks go into education. They don't have to. Either way, they're going to get transferable skills. But there, a lot of folks are want to try education, and this is an opportunity to do that and get supported as well. Mm-hmm. And we need them.
Josh, was that an established goal, hoping that some of these fellows will end up becoming teachers themselves?
Absolutely. That's part of the win-win of this program. Not only are we helping young people graduate with less debt, but we're hoping that we give them the professional skills and the social capital to be able to pursue their dreams. And our hope is that they do become teachers and that they do pursue careers in sustainability and climate and in food insecurity, and that they continue a lifelong journey of service, giving back to California. Because now they feel connected to California. They feel connected to our communities. They feel like they can actually make a difference in our communities. And we've shown them through experience that they can and that they continue to do that throughout their lives. I was with a young person recently who was born in East LA and expressed his gratitude for being able to be part of this program, not just because he said it allowed him to stay in school and stay in college and actually be able to pay for school, but because he always wanted to be able to give back in the way that his mentors and counselors helped him. And he felt like being a part of College Corps gave him that opportunity to give back that he wouldn't have otherwise had. And it's those kinds of, that kind of inspiration and those kinds of experiences that we're hoping to provide for literally thousands of young people across the state.
I'm curious, how is this program different from other programs like AmeriCorps and Peace Corps?
Well, it's similar in that we're giving people the opportunity to give back. But what we're saying with College Corps is we recognize there's a student debt crisis and we want to do something about it while also inspiring the next generation of leaders to both understand how to serve, but also understand how to work with people of very different backgrounds, of very different perspectives, and be part of the solution in a positive way in communities. And we think that this program connects people not just to their communities, but to each other. And especially coming out of COVID, we all understand how isolated we feel, how divided we feel. And we're creating a new program that allows Californians to come together in service to feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves in a way that we hope also bolsters their career at the same time.
Yeah, and also with a pandemic, teacher burnout and a teacher shortage as well.
Absolutely.
How would you like this to scale up? We're starting off with, you know, some 3,200 fellows. What does this look like in the years to come?
Well, Governor Newsom said when he launched this program with the UC system, CSU, and community college system that he hopes it, when this works, we go back to the legislature and we continue to scale it, that we engage more young people in service, and then ultimately that the country takes this program on. Like we talked about earlier, every state should have a College Corps. But we really feel like at California Volunteers and in the governor's office that every Californian has something meaningful to contribute and by serving in a meaningful way, which is why we wanted to make sure this program was inclusive of everyone. It's why we made sure that for the first time, we were able to include our AB 540 California Dream Act students, our dreamers, to say to them, we believe in you, that we value you, and we know what you can contribute. And our hope is that we continue to scale these kinds of opportunities, not just to our dreamers, but to all Californians in the future.
So Lynn just mentioned that enrollment is going to begin in December. People listening and they're interested, what are their eligibility requirements?
The only eligibility, we are targeting students that have a financial need. So we're hoping to help those students that have that need pay for school and that they're in good standing and that they have a spirit of wanting to serve and wanting to make a difference. Those are our main requirements.
Who are you looking for, Lynn?
That adding on to that, also folks that, well, I mean, that's pretty much it. Really, our barriers are very low, right? And that's what we ask on an online application. How do you want, what is your desire? Everyone spoke of wanting to serve and connect, that need to connect and serve the region. So we look for that. And really the other things, in traditional programs, a lot of times they'll ask for a resume, cover letter, like a lot of stuff up front. We didn't do that. We mentor students after they're accepted to submit to develop those and submit those to their host site as an introduction. But we're really trying to take down the barriers that have existed to allow students to get an experience, right? Serve their community if they have a desire to.
Finally, Lynn, these fellows are expected to take a course to reflect on their experience. There's going to be guest speakers involved as well. What do you hope these fellows take away from this experience?
Absolutely. Well, support and community first and foremost. And that's why, you know, we convene every week and support in whatever students need. And those needs vary considerably. And then we also want students to take away a really solid model of community engagement and what that looks like in its healthiest, where there's cultural humility and folks are learning. You know, it's a lifelong process of learning and understanding that and engaging with communities with an asset-based approach, that they understand the communities have a lot to offer and they're offering as well, rather than, you know, we're going to come in and save you. So it's a partnership at every level. And so we're really trying to build that model, both with the host sites and the students. I mean, and bringing amazing people together. I always believe you bring great people into the room and the solutions do appear. And we're looking for innovation from students as well, and voices and representation. And the folks that want to do that, we're excited to welcome them because we'll have twice as many spots next year for students as well. So they shouldn't, even though it was a little competitive, we don't want students to hold back. And really, it's about a spirit of wanting to serve.
Yeah, it's really just the beginning.
Very much so.
Josh and Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll get a status check in a year from now. That is Josh Friday, California's Chief Service Officer, and Lynn Fowler, the Consortium Director of Sacramento Valley College Corps. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.